Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx here in New York City. And today I want to talk a little bit about harmony and the second coming. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, we know Advent is a season of preparation. Preparation for what? Preparation has a twofold aspect to it. One being remembering the first coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And there is the preparation for the second coming. So we've had a litany of readings so far, and the first Sunday and the second Sunday of Advent, recalling that the Lord will come again, there will be a judgment, things that maybe our modern, postmodern sentimentality, for lack of a better word, doesn't want to think about nor prefers to hear about. But we cannot just sort of cookie cut what we like out of the Gospels and out of the Christian tradition to suit our sentimentality and our sentimental aspects of ourselves. If you notice, I'm kind of hitting that feeling aspect, because we're in a time where we are, I believe, dominated by the feelings for our own detriment, and we have to come to a reconciliation of the human person between our mind, our will, and our feelings, you know, in a totality. But that's besides the point. So we have several masses that are meant towards young people. We have a 12:45 for our confirmation kids, so high schoolers. And then we have a 8:30 mass for our kids and catechism program, so a variety of ages. So talking about the second coming and what does this mean and the language of being judged and all that. I said, when the Lord comes again, and I use this image for the kids, I said, we are meant to help people experience the goodness of God. Yes, the truthfulness of God, absolutely. But also the beauty of God and how we live our life in accord to his goodness and his truthfulness, helps to expose his beauty to all people. So when the Lord comes at the second coming, it is the final moment of harmonization, of being harmonized, of becoming in tune with each other and him, so we can sing forward in this beautiful celestial song for all eternity. Now, obviously, I'm grabbing some images from C.S. Lewis, J.R.R. Tolkien, and other great spiritual writers, but it still holds true. And how we live our life in accord to the goodness of God and the direction of God and the will of God, it helps us to become more in the frequency of his rhythm of the Sacred Heart, you know, and that notion of harmony. And the kids respond so well to this, because one of the things I used to talk to them about is, for months now, we've been singing all the Mass parts, and now we've changed up the Mass parts a little bit, and they adapted so quickly over two Sundays, and they sing so beautifully. And I mentioned that to them. I said, as a priest, your voice comes and pelts my ears. And at first, it was a little rough, but you all keep going, and you keep trying, and now when you sing, you harmonize, and you can just hear the beauty of all your voices working together to give a profound gesture of praise to God. And some of the kids stood up in their seat just smiling, happy as can be, knowing that in their own little way, in their own little voice, they helped to give thanks to God during the Mass. And I think that's a good way for us to understand the Second Coming. That yes, there will be a judgment, and that judgment will be whether or not we are ready to become in tuned with that celestial orchestra that our God has prepared for us. Do we want to create that beautiful music, or don't we? And how we live our life is a fundamental yes to that creating of beauty, or that no. And there are consequences from that, yes. We can see a life of sin. It might seem and appear beautiful on the surface, but when you scratch underneath it, you begin to see the rot, that's there. So may we continue to be open to the great wonders and splendor of the Advent season as we seek to harmonize our own hearts with that of the sacred rhythm of the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. Thank you all for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. Also, you can head on over to my website. My website is thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to my podcast episodes in the past. You can find YouTube video links. You can find my blog posts. And you can find my Catholic Stand articles. You can also email me through that website also. All of this on thefrankfriar.com website. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com. Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com.